From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. While U.S. President Donald Trump has called on the National Guard to enhance security at the U.S.-Mexico border, the numbers do not show the border becoming more dangerous, as he tweeted Sunday. U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen.
They're going to do help with look at the technology, the surveillance. In some cases, we'll ask for some fleet mechanics. It's rough terrain down there. The cars need some love, too. We got to make sure we have mechanics there. But we can free up a CBP officer who's trained to do law enforcement.
Mr. Trump's tweets indicate that the impetus behind the call for the military to secure the border was a caravan of more than 1,000 migrants from Central America that set out to make a more than 4,000-kilometer journey from the Mexico-Guatemala border to the U.S. border. The daughter of a former Russian spy who, along with her father, was poisoned by a nerve agent attack is said to be recovering quickly. British police released a statement by Yulia Skripal saying that I woke up over a week ago now, and I'm glad to say my strength is growing daily. A father, 66-year-old Sergei Skripal, remains in critical condition in a British hospital following the March 4th poisoning Britain has blamed on Russia. Britain, the United States, and other NATO countries have expelled more than 150 Russian diplomats in a show of solidarity over the attack Russia has denied. A Washington, D.C. judge Thursday sentenced two Turkish Americans to 1 year and 1 day in prison after they pleaded guilty to assaulting pro-Kurdish demonstrators during Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's visit to Washington last year. 46-year-old Sana Nareen of the state of Virginia and 51-year-old Eyüp Yıldırım of the state of New Jersey each pleaded guilty in December to one count of assault with significant bodily injury. This is VOA News.